Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
It is called Avengers Endgame. But there will be plenty more to see in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, even though some of the main characters may be gone. At the risk of being attacked by Avengers fans, we say no more. Fans will relish Avengers Endgame for its panoply of Marvel characters, quippy dialogue between the characters, and huge action scenes, especially a concluding battle that recreates an Armageddon of biblical proportions. Avengers Endgame abandons any seriousness in selling its time travel plot device, with jokey references to the movie Back to the Future. Moreover, those blasted Infinity Stones are key to the time travel gambit. The six gems become a tug of war between the Avengers and the ultimate bad guy, Thanos. Avengers Endgame is directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. They co-directed Avengers Infinity War, Captain America Civil War released in 2016, and Captain America The Winter Soldier released in 2014. The screenplay for Avengers Endgame is written by Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, who co-wrote the screenplays for Avengers Infinity War, Captain America Civil War, Captain America The Winter Soldier, Thor The Dark World released in 2013, and Captain America The First Avenger released in 2011. Of course, the characters are based on the Marvel comics by Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, and Jim Starlin. The ensemble cast in Avengers Endgame is as vast as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's fun to see the characters mix and mingle. Robert Downey Jr. shows why he's Tony Stark Iron Man with an incredibly strong screen presence. Chris Evans as Steve Rogers, Captain America, is so darn handsome and forthright that he even out-Supermans Superman. Brie Larson is a winning and winsome presence as Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel. She owns every scene she's in. Josh Brolin is incredible as Thanos. Through the CGI enhancement, he projects a troubled visage that makes you empathize with the destroyer of the universe. Well, not quite, but Brolin is amazing. Mark Ruffalo is his usual goofy, charming self as Bruce Banner, the Hulk. Chris Hemsworth as Thor has spent a bit too much time in front of the TV. He's humorous in the role. Scarlett Johansson is more somber than ever as Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow. Jeremy Renner is terrific, providing so much depth in his characterization of Clint Barton Hawkeye. In what amounts to not much more than cameos, there's also Don Cheadle, Paul Rudd, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Tom Holland, as well as Chadwick Boseman. There's many more, too many to list here. In fact, they're all here in Avengers Endgame, which really feels more like a new beginning for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Avengers Endgame is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence and action and some language. Opening May 17 are John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. Chad Stahelski directs Keanu Reeves, AJ Kate Dillon, Jerome Flynn, and Ian McShane in the action thriller. John Wick, the hitman, is the target of hitmen and hitwomen. A Dog's Journey. Gail Mancuso directs Dennis Quaid, Abby Ryder Fortson, Betty Gilpin, and Catherine Prescott in the adventure comedy. A dog returns to live with several families. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.